Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, both now and ever into the ages of ages. Amen. Good morning, and praise the Lord. Today is Saturday, May 4th, 2024, Holy Saturday. On Saturday, the high priests and Pharisees gathered together before Pilate and asked him to have Jesus' tomb sealed until the third day, because, as those enemies of God said, we suspect that his disciples will come and steal his buried body by night, and then proclaim to the people that his resurrection is true, as that deceiver himself foretold while he was yet alive. And then the last deception shall be worse than the first. After they had said these things to Pilate and received his permission, they went and sealed the tomb and assigned a watch for security, that is, guards from among the soldiers, under the supervision of the high priests. While commemorating the entombment of the holy body of our Lord today, we also celebrate his dread descent with his soul, whereby he destroyed the gates and bars of Hades and made his light to shine where only darkness had reigned. See Job 3, chapter 8, 17, Isaiah 49 and 9, 1 Peter 3, 18 through 20. Death was put to death. Hades was stripped of all its captives. Our first parents and all the righteous who died from the beginning of time ran to him whom they had awaited, and the holy angelic orders glorified God for the restoration of our fallen race. All Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, forgive our sins. Master, pardon our transgressions. Holy One, visit and heal our infirmities for your name's sake. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, both now and ever into the ages of ages. Amen. Our first reading is from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 27, verses 62 through 66. On the next day, that is, after the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered before Pilate and said, "Sir, we remember how that impostor said while he was still alive, 'After 3 days I will rise again.' Therefore order the sepulcher to be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples go and steal him away and tell the people he is risen from the dead, and the last fraud will be worse than the first." Pilate said to them, "You have a guard of soldiers. Go, make it as secure as you can." So they went and made the sepulcher secure by sealing the stone and setting a guard. The next reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 6, verses 3 through 11. Brethren, all who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him so that the sinful body might be destroyed and we might no longer be enslaved to sin. For he who has died is freed from sin. But if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. For we know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Our third and final reading from the Holy Scriptures is from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 28, verses 1 through 20. After the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, and came and rolled back the stone, and sat upon it. His appearance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled, and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. Lo, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Hail." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." While they were going, behold, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests all that had taken place. And when they had assembled with the elders and taken counsel, they gave a sum of money to the soldiers and said, "Tell people, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we were asleep. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So they took the money and did as they were directed. And this story has been spread among the Jews to this day. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, to the close of the age. Amen." Heavenly King, Comforter, Spirit of Truth, present everywhere and filling all things, Treasury of blessings and Giver of life, come and abide in us. Cleanse us from every stain, and save our souls, gracious Lord. Why did God create evil? A professor at the university asked his students the following question. "Everything that exists was created by God, correct?" One student bravely answered, "Yes, created by God." "Did God create everything?" the professor asked. "Yes, sir," replied the student. The professor then asked, "If God created everything, then God created evil, since it exists. And according to the principle that our deeds define ourselves, then God is evil." The student became silent after hearing such an answer. The professor was very pleased with himself. He boasted to the students for proving once again that faith in God is a myth. Another student raised his hand and said, "May I ask you a question, Professor?" "Of course," said the professor. The student got up and asked, "Professor, is cold a thing?" "What kind of question is that?" the professor said. "Of course it exists. Have you ever been cold?" The students laughed at the young man's question. The young man answered, "Actually, sir, cold doesn't exist. According to the laws of physics, what we consider cold is actually the absence of heat. A person or object can be studied on whether it has or transmit energy. Absolute zero, or minus 460 degrees Fahrenheit, is a complete absence of heat. All matter becomes inert and unable to react at this temperature. Cold does not exist. We created this word to describe what we feel in the absence of heat." The student continued, "Professor, does darkness exist?" "Of course it exists," was the reply. "You're wrong again, sir. Darkness also does not exist. Darkness is actually the absence of light. We can study the light, but not the darkness. We can use Newton's prism to spread white light across multiple colors and explore the different wavelengths of each color. You can't measure darkness. A simple ray of light can break into the world of darkness and illuminate it. How can you tell how dark a certain space is? You measure how much light is presented, isn't that right? Darkness is a term man uses to describe what happens in the absence of light. In the end, the young man asked the professor, "Sir, does evil exist?" This time it was uncertain. The professor answered, "Of course. As I said before, we see evil every day. Cruelty, numerous crimes, violence throughout the world. These examples are nothing but a manifestation of evil." To this, the student answered, "Sir, evil does not exist, or at least, it does not exist in and of itself. Evil is simply the absence of God. It is like darkness and cold, a man-made word to describe the absence of God. God did not create evil. Evil is not faith or love, which exist as light and warmth. Evil is the result of the absence of divine love in the human heart. It's the kind of cold that comes when there is no heat, or the kind of darkness that comes when there is no light." Maybe you're asking, who is this brave student that confronted his professor with such wisdom? That student's name was Albert Einstein. My name is James D. Newcomb, and I am grateful that you have pressed play on today's episode of Good Morning and Praise the Lord. We are in your earballs every single morning, sharing the scriptures, sharing wisdom, anecdotes that have been passed on to us by church fathers, even recent physicists. Hit that subscribe button on your iPhone or your smartphone so that you're notified every time a new episode is released. We will close today's episode, as we do every morning, with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.